You know that ridiculous way pet owners talk to their animals?
Who's my boy? You want a potty for daddy?
Yeah, he's the best dog in the world.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that here. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, in this segment, we have with us here in the studio, Sean Murphy from Pruce Pets, who is the Reptile and Small Animal Room Associate. And he happens to have with him a little friend who's joined us in the studio. We have Garth the Ferret, who has come in to join us. Welcome to the show, Garth, and welcome to the show, Sean.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you in here. Can you, Sean, answer some questions? Tell me exactly, for people who don't know, what are ferrets and do they make good pets?
Ferrets are a small mammal. They're related to pets such as otters, skunks, things like that. We even have some relatives of them here in Michigan. Ermine are a small little ferret-like creature that we can find around in the woods. They can make very excellent pets. It just takes some training. There's some things you just have to know about them before getting them, and that's just like any other animal. They need specific type of care, specific diets, and then, of course, you know, the right kind of attention.
I'm watching him. Hey, Sean, this is Rick, and thanks for bringing in Garth. And I guess the thing I wanted to mention is it reminds me when I watch this guy, and you've been letting him run around the studio here, it reminds me of going to Putters Park Zoo and watching the otters. You know how it's like a magnet. Everybody loves to watch them because they're so comical. And these are the land versions of those.
They're so similar in the way they move, the way they act. And, you know, just even when you look at the body design, it's the same. Like you said, this is a land version of an otter. They're so curious about everything. They just have to jump around, smell everything, make sure it's not food, and then see if they can play with it.
Yeah, I was amazed at the amount of energy he's got, and he definitely took the tour of the room in order to see what was going on.
We kind of in the store say they're like a 3-year-old on a sugar rush, because when they get wound up, they'll just go at it and go at it and go at it, and then they pass out.
Right.
Yeah, that's really, really strange to watch. I mean, we're talking, they're not diurnal, and they're not a nighttime dweller. They're just in nature, I'm sure they some 2,000 years ago when they weren't domesticated, they would something about them. They must eat a bit of food. They get real active. I mean, and when they sack out, I mean, talk about that, Sean.
It's like narcolepsy.
Really?
I mean, they'll be asleep. Another one will be awake and literally be chewing on the one that's asleep, and they don't wake up out of it. Wow. I've watched them grab each other and drag them across the cage and not even flinch. You know, and then they kind of wake up, look around like, oh, where am I?
And that'll be at the middle of the day or they'll be in the middle of the night. It just doesn't – it's really no rhyme or reason to the whole thing.
Wow. I'll come in at 8 a.m. and sometimes they're all just wide awake running around the cage like crazy, and then other times they don't wake up until noon. Like, they kind of do their own little thing.
Well, and in doing my research on them, it was saying that most people, it really doesn't pay to just have one, because it's not that much more expensive to have a second or a third. But when you watch them together, there's unbelievable group dynamics amongst ferrets. Talk about that.
Well, they definitely play off one another, and it's good to have the companion. The one thing that we always want to keep people in check with is – they need a certain amount of attention per day.
Whoa!
And so what we'll recommend, you know, is if you have a ferret, be willing to spend a good 3 to 4 hours a day with it. The best recommended thing you can do is when you're home, just leave the cage door open and you let them run around and have fun. The problem that some people run into is if they have a couple ferrets is they start looking at it and like, oh, well, they're playing with each other, I don't need to take them out.
Right.
Well, at that point, the ferrets build bonds with each other rather than with you. And when they don't have that social bond with the human, they can start to bite you and scratch you as a way of lashing out.
Well, they definitely seem to have good resilience, because Garth here just took a header off the table.
Kind of think of him as a slinky with fur.
He slinkied right down on Lee's lap and then onto the floor.
They fold in half, and, I mean, he'll fall off the table, kind of look at you, and then run off to the corner and just burl around on everything.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah. This particular ferret is actually owned by one of our staff member, Ashley, and we wanted to have – we have – ferrets at the store, but they're young, and it stresses them out a little bit to bring them in. But this one's a little older one, and he can kind of Sean can be there biting his ear and having fun with him and cause no harm.
Well, now one question I've got, Sean or Rick, which either of you want to answer. I noticed that you have to, depending on where you live in the country, in some places they're not legal to have, and you need to have a license for them. I mean, help me understand, why is that going on?
Do you want to take it or do you want me to?
No, go ahead. I can remember back 1995. When they became legal, and back then it was a much big controversy, but I think the proof is in the pudding here. You know, there's a little risk, concern, or issue, but maybe you can talk a little bit about that, Sean.
Well, a lot of it comes down to is they can wreak havoc on an ecosystem. A small mammal like this tends to eat other small mammals and birds, and if you get them in the certain areas where, say, there's conservation efforts going on for a particular type of bird. Well, you get a guy like this that goes out there that can live 10 years, and he likes that particular bird, he'll kill all of them off that he finds. Now, luckily, in Michigan, they have to be spayed or neutered.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
If they do get out, you don't have to worry about them breeding. But previously, you know, people can get things online, unfortunately, and illegally. A lot of times they'll have pairs of them that, you know, might not be fixed. If they get out and they start breeding, well, you're looking at getting a population all of a sudden that is going to cause a dent in a particular ecosystem and start to cause problems for the native animals in that area. And that's the last thing you really want.
Mm-hmm.